This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
And we're live.
Hot damn.
We were live.
No, we didn't tell anybody we were live.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey.
Awesome.
Oh, this is... Mikey A sent me the link.
We are a well-oiled machine. There we go.
While we're... we're waiting to figure out if anyone's actually going to be in here or not for the live... I was just talking about this in my group chat of college guys. Where are we at? Has everyone seen the new Tiger Woods Sunday Red logo and branding stuff there? It feels kind of...
I don't like it. It seems janky.
That was kind of my thought. The Tiger didn't do it for me.
I saw somebody talking about it last night, and they acted like they loved it. So,
Jen, we can't hear you.
Ooh.
Hello. Hi, I was at the gym when I saw it on the screen, and it took me a second to even realize it was a tiger.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's like long and skinny, right?
It's like long and skinny. I guess it's got a stripe for every one of Tiger's majors, but it really just doesn't.
It looks like one of those big claw clips.
Well, at least they won't have to add.
Or like
any more
a shitty
stripes.
Puma logo. Like
what do you think about the name too?
The name
that didn't
fine.
Bother me as much as the logo.
They divided the words for some reason.
So Movi thinks it's because they're gonna do like different classifications of like different clothing lines essentially for each one. So like Sun could be something that's more like casual, laid back. Day could be like, you know, day wear. Red could be the sport line there. So that was his thought.
Okay.
I think we all agree that it's going to sell like crazy though. I mean, he's not going to be hurting for any purchases.
I mean, all I'll say is golf fashion is a very crowded and like mature marketplace. Like there's a lot of people that have been in there for a long time, like a lot of established, very comfortable brands. So he's going to get his foot in the door, but it's kind of going to be like the TB12 stuff to where if the product eventually sucks and is overpriced, then it's going to end up getting folded into something else.
Well, and he's kind of past his peak. I mean,
Michael Jordan made hundreds of millions from Nike even after he was done for a long time.
But he started Jordan Brand when he was a player, though. Like it happened at his height. This is Tiger's peak.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting. That's why I wondered why he waited so long to do something like this.
I mean, I don't know. It's probably one of those things that's pretty to get off the ground. And like Tiger was also super popular before athletes started doing, I guess, I mean, Michael Jordan kind of makes that a moot point, but I guess before a lot of athletes started doing stuff like this, it was a little bit of a different time. So we'll see.
Jake, it's no Sweat House thing, right? No Sweat House logo, correct?
No, it is not. No, not nearly as good.
We should probably explain that to people. We will hear in a second. Let it breathe. Let it breathe. We got mom's carefully crafted rundown here. We're letting a couple people file in since mom just tossed out the link there now. So this is probably going to be a underutilized live show, more caught on replay for a lot of people since this is the first Sorry in Advance Golic Family podcast that we've done in a while now, it feels like. Maybe since the when was the last time we did one?
I feel like it was
I was about to
November.
Have a baby. I was
yeah,
about to have
there
a baby.
Was, yeah.
The baby.
Sid has a baby now.
I've got one.
Yeah. We've got the baby that has shown up now. So it's been a little while. Hope everyone's doing well. As always, download, subscribe, rate, review. 5-star rating, that thing. Check us out on the Sorry in Advance YouTube page as well for content that drops every couple of months when we feel like it. And you know what? That's a beautiful ebb and flow to a podcast. We're not bound by corporate America. We're not taking the almighty dollar from someone. This is a love of the game podcast that we're doing here. Shouts out to super producer Mikey A. And as I say that, product migrates its way towards the center of the screen here in the form of the Sugarlands Distillery sipping cream
that we've got up there.
Oh. Why don't you explain for the podcast audience what you're holding up for the YouTube audience right now, since the jar can't speak.
So this is a birthday cake sipping cream from Sugarlands Distillery, which they sponsored our golf event our two golf events. They were a major sponsor for them. They're out of Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and they have a vodka as well that we had at the tournament, and all these different sipping creams, which are fantastic. This happens to be birthday cake. Their 10-year anniversary is March 9th, and this is when this sipping cream is going to be released. Birthday cake sipping cream. They have made the Golic family the ambassadors to this sipping cream because it has to do with alcohol and cake. So, Mike, at this point, explain how this came to be 2 years ago.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, we're ambassadors because we helped create this. We got drunk at a cocktail hour that High Rock Vodka is the vodka that they've partnered with Dale Earnhardt Jr. And so they were doing a cocktail hour before us for the first golf tournament, and we were boozing it up back there and basically just started throwing cake in a blender with a bunch of the guys from High Rock and from Sugarlands, and threw booze in it. It tasted pretty good. And then the wheels started turning. So this is natural innovation that happened. We were all there. We all felt the feeling when it hit our lips. And so now we get to deliver it to the masses, which is awesome.
I feel bad, Jake. This is when Jake had to leave because Jenny was giving birth. So Jake didn't get to be part of the master combination of alcohol and cake in a blender. But we have now brought in the whole family to this. Sugarlands Distillery has brought in the whole family to this. So we're very excited to be part of the family of Sugarlands and doing this sipping cream. And your mother and I, we have a shot.
Did you put of the birthday cream on sipping top of cream? It?
We put a little whipped cream on top of it as well. Yeah.
You can also pour this over ice cream.
So I kind of want it in coffee.
You want it in coffee?
You can put it in coffee as well.
Ooh, yeah.
You ready?
Here we go.
I mean, it technically is kind of like a creamer, right?
Tastes good.
Yeah, I would say more or less.
Wow,
I
think good.
It tastes good with a kick. Oh, boy.
Yeah. I'm going to go up to mom and dad's house later. They're going to be fucked up.
Gigi's going to be on her ass.
You're not kidding.
That
she's
one shot is enough to
one drink
my mom
drunk over here. Yeah.
I was going to ask you.
Oh, wow. That's good.
So good, right?
Yeah. That is good.
So wow. The release date is in March.
March 9th, again, is the 10th anniversary for Sugarlands Distillery. And this is part of what they're going to do on that anniversary is the release of our sipping cream, birthday cake sipping cream. So sipping. Already I'm hammered.
Slurring.
There we go.
It works.
Absolutely
it
hammered.
It works.
So, yeah. So very exciting.
There we go. So that's our one bit of actual podcast business and news that we've got for you guys there. So go on, get you some of that birthday cake stuff. Be great for some dinner party that you're having there. Bring it to a work event. Get your coworkers nice and drunk and all have a good time there.
They should send us pictures of them with the sipping cream.
Should also tell everybody sugarlands.com is a website to go to check out all their different products.
There we go. Sling that product. My father coming off Super Bowl week, the one thing I realized is dad, one of his greatest strengths is being able to just sling product at a moment's notice, walking around Radio Row all week, just selling on behalf. Like everyone would always ask me like, oh, where's your dad? I was like, he's off selling something to someone because that is what he's born to do. So me and dad were out in Vegas all Super Bowl week. For everyone else who watched the Super Bowl, Sydney, especially since you and I have been I don't know if anyone latched on to the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce craze quite like Sydney, who, like someone tracking a college football coach up for a job, was looking at tail numbers of private jets and tracking her location constantly. So this was, Sydney, your Super Bowl in a lot of different ways, I feel like.
It was. It was the perfect storm. I have a newborn at home, so like I'm just mostly sitting. I'm like, it's like the perfect combo of like we all love Taylor, we all love football coming together. So yeah, it was. It's fucking amazing. Like I'm already like trying. I'm picking out like what ring he's probably gonna propose to her with, like what kind of style she might be into. So yeah, very invested.
I don't want to be as invested as I am. Like Jake and I were trying to come up with other couples that like celebrity couples in the past that have brought like this much attention. And
we only could think of Kim and Kanye that I feel like have been like this big. Like I feel like this
Michelle
is just
Obama.
Like,
and Barack.
Is, really?
You Michelle Obama. A lot.
Oh, Jack and Kennedy.
I mean, we're in such a different time. There's so many more. I'm saying like this is like the apex of like social media and two juggernauts coming together.
Oh, so, no, I agree with you. Yeah. I don't think there is.
How about like when Kate and William and Meghan and Harry?
Well, Meghan sucks. She can't be on this.
Wow.
I feel like this is equivalent to a long time ago, David and Victoria Beckham, right?
Yeah.
Well, like, this is just like a modern career renaissance right now.
Yeah, yeah, and the commercials they've been in, Super Bowl commercial, and plus longevity. They've been together since 97. They're still together, unlike Kim and Kanye. And the thing about Kim and Kanye, let's toast, Travis, and
Oh, my God.
Are you guys okay?
What time is it there?
What's that website again?
It's 8:42 in the morning.
45.
Sugarlands.com, baby. Go there. Woo!
Sugarlands.com.
But Kanye and Kim Kardashian, they weren't, the one thing about it, they weren't very likable. I think Taylor and Travis are extremely likable, and I think that's a big difference.
That's true.
Yeah.
My favorite thing might also be a Two Americas situation. My favorite thing I was telling mom and dad the other day is like the Swifties realizing that there's like men over 6 feet in the world that exist and are like athletic. They're like, oh my God, look at his hand next to her hand. Like it's so small. And I'm like, yes, this is what like a large person looks like.
Well, I just loved all of football culture interacting, like the shots of Taylor and Travis and Jason all at the post game party after. And there was this great shot of Taylor back in the VIP at the one club they were at. And like half the Chiefs offensive line had just flanked her and created a perimeter around her. Like all the teammates are in on it now, which is the best part to me.
That's awesome. I bet she's having the time of her life.
Yeah, dating a real man.
I mean, she gets to go drunk and go to sporting events and just kind of have what I'd imagine is close to a normal time as humanly possible with those guys. And also gets to now, like, we have her interacting with Jason Kelce, which was perfect, too. Like, he's become a real star sideshow player in this.
So I'm wondering at what point, and I guess I would ask Sydney and Jenny and Chris this being the wives, as Jason is out losing his ever-loving mind, when is his wife Kylie going to say, okay, you had your fun, cool, let's kind of chill it out now?
I would say probably now.
Yeah,
I think she already has for sure. I mean, like there's enough of those video interactions where you just like see her like just like almost reprimanding him. And her her pettiness of not wearing Chiefs gear is unbelievable.
It's the
like,
best.
I'm just wearing this fancy shit. Not wearing Chiefs gear. It's great.
I saw a TikTok video of her in the Vegas airport by herself leaving to go home.
She left right after the game.
She didn't go to the party.
She probably landed and saw those videos and was like, oh, fuck. Like,
I mean, she can't be surprised at this point. Like, it's been rehashed over and over. And Jenny, you listen to New Heights plenty. Like, first off, she's been like the most popular guest on a show that's had some bangers, but that Jason was blackout drunk at their very first date, like passed out at the bar and had to be carried out there by one of their friends on the first date. So she's used to this.
It's great too, because like on New Heights, she's only been on twice. Like she doesn't want to be on. And then one of the last couple episodes, like Jason's yelling something ridiculous and you just hear her like very muffled from upstairs yelling like the girls are trying to nap. Like,
And by the way, we don't want to portray her as this, someone who's not digging this. She is really likable, and she is very cool. She's getting her own deals out there as well, so good for her. But they do have three girls at home they're trying to raise.
Right.
She's
probably the most
related person.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say she started that whole stick it with KC. She was a Division III field hockey player, started that whole program in Philly. So she's doing great things. So, and I like how she kind of stays off the radar a bit.
Me too.
She's so funny. The Kelce brothers had a party during Super Bowl week, like New Heights, their podcast hosted one. And I was around there, and like seeing Kylie and Donna Kelce both in that room was the most starstruck that I was. Like, I was like, oh, like, I was like, I'm not going to go and introduce myself to somebody's like mom and wife. That's the weirdest thing on earth up here, but they are kind of reaching that status where they're cool. Mom and dad, are you still drinking? Jesus Christ. What?
No,
nothing to see here. Nothing to see here at all.
I'm going to be hammered.
Let's just do a congratulations to Travis and, what's her name? Taylor? Yeah, that's it. Woo.
Oh my God. Okay. This is
what's happening right now.
I don't really
wow.
know.
Wow. What's that Wednesday? Valentine's Day.
Dad's trying to get me liquored up.
And Ash Wednesday.
Okay.
It's Ash Wednesday too.
Wow. Which is the Valentine's Ash Wednesday combination really presents some cognitive dissonance here.
Yeah, like when people go out to dinner, it limits what you can eat if you follow the meat.
No, that's gone. They don't do that anymore. Yeah.
What?
They do?
Yeah.
Church got rid of the meat.
They stopped the no meat on Friday during. Yeah, they stopped.
I feel like
that.
Dad's making that up.
Are you sure? I think you're making that up.
I'm not sure. I'm just. You know what? This is 30 years in the business. It's called bullshit with conviction. You all believed it, didn't you?
Well, you can't just lie. I mean, it's out there.
I'm telling you, I do think they stopped it. I don't think that's a thing anymore.
I'm looking it up. Jake, look it up.
Don't Catholic parishes have like fish fries and stuff?
I just don't think it. Someone Google it. I'm not going to. I can't type it.
Yeah,
this
Dad,
point.
I mean.
It's literally still a thing, Dad. According to
really?
Still a thing.
Very much
I just
still
picture
a thing,
someone
yeah.
getting up to heaven and then being like, you can't come in. You ate meat on Fridays. And be like, Mike Golick told me it wasn't a thing anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, right. By the way, isn't that the dumbest thing in the world?
That's going to make or break you.
Yeah. Yeah. You ate meat on Fridays. Go to hell.
What's that website again?
Yeah. Jesus Christ had dreads, so shake them. I ain't got nothing but planning on growing some.
Let me tell you, I bet Jesus would have a shot of the birthday cake sipping cream with us.
On this topic of Ash Wednesday, is anyone giving up anything or adding something to their routine, doing something good for the next 40 days?
I haven't thought about that in years, I don't think. Yeah. I should.
Yeah.
I think the point that those times are Jenny? Behind me now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was thinking about going to church once a week during Lent. Yeah. So
have a good time.
You guys have a good church out there, so you at least have
We do. Father Eric is great. We love, and that's really the only reason we would go. In all honesty.
Yep.
At this point, it looks like you're giving up morning sobriety.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, some things have to go by the wayside.
Yeah. I started stretching in the mornings now. That's been my thing since the start of the new year. So I get up.
I'm adding something good
to my lifestyle here. I get up in the morning, and as soon as I get done with the show, I go for a half hour walk. I come home, I foam roll, I stretch, I hit a couple of trigger points with the ball after I have breakfast. So I walk off breakfast when I go out there. I give it some time to digest. I come home and do this, and then I respond to some emails. I do some extra work. Sometimes I'll take a nap. I've built a nice morning routine out of this.
Maybe as a family, we should come up with something to do.
Drink birthday cake sipping cream.
Not drink at 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe.
My parents, who I saw drink like three times in my entire life before I was 21.
Oh, mom's
now,
fucked
mom's,
up. Oh, look at
mom's
her.
Mom's hammered. Oh, no. That's mom's... That's mom's
well,
laugh where
like
she's hammered now.
Looks like I'm not going to Pilates at noon today. Got no one to fucking watch her. So thanks a lot.
It's like it's going
to
be a good Valentine's Day.
Well, yeah. Okay. Wait, has anyone in the room done anything for Valentine's Day? Because on the show this morning, mom brought in dad this waffle egg and cheese sandwich with a card, and dad hasn't gotten her shit.
I gave him a card.
She gave me a card. And normally I give out cards for different occasions, and I didn't. And I feel horrible when she came in with a card. I am sorry.
Okay. I don't even know if Ben knows what day it is. So
he does. He does.
It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
let's see Alex in her Valentine's outfit.
She's asleep right now, so I'm not going to pick her up. But
can you make put the camera over there?
Look at her arm.
All right, I guess
that's so nice.
There she is.
Where's Jackson? Yeah.
Where's Jackson?
I just locked him in the playroom, and I went over to check on him, and he has a bunny just going by himself, saying hop, 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 and just chipping the bunny around the room.
I love that.
I got you. I got you.
I locked him in the playroom.
Well, there they are.
Oh, that's I got you. Nice.
Very cute.
That is very cute. Mm-hmm.
The children love the books. So wait, did anyone else do anything for Valentine's Day? Jake, Sydney and Ben are a no. Jake and Jenny, I'm assuming at this point you guys don't do
shit. Nope, we exchanged cards, and that's about the end of it.
Cards and that we only bought to give to Jackson. So it's like we wrote to each other but got like weird cards because he enjoys it, and a balloon for him. So it's all about him.
Are you guys, Jenny and Jake, at the point where you don't really get stuff for each other anymore on the occasions, or do you? Yeah.
No, we don't. I mean, we work together, so that makes it even like, I don't want to say weirder, but like harder. So, and right now we're building a house, so we're not buying anything.
Yeah.
Still building a house.
Still building a house.
Someday you'll have your own house. Well, this is your mother and I's 40th Valentine's Day together. How about that?
What the fuck? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Our senior year in college is when it really started.
That's why we're drunk.
That's why we're hammered. Yep.
What else are you doing?
Sugarlands.com.
40 years is a long time to do anything.
Yeah.
At this point, granted, I only have 34 years, but it's wild to imagine doing something as long or longer than I've been alive. That's like a weird concept to me.
Let's talk about Dad's inability to make a decision by himself now that we're bringing up Dad.
Where the hell did that come from?
Well, 40 years of doing anything.
40 years of you making the decisions for me. 1 year into our marriage, I gave up all decision making, and it was the best move I ever made. Yeah.
Yesterday, he had to pick glasses out by himself.
Oh, man.
Why are you getting new glasses?
Mikey, I sent you the pictures, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What is that?
Yeah. I have to get like
this is what I get while I'm in Target.
Can you like?
I called her and I said I need to get glasses. Can you come here? And she's like, "Do your best." I'm like, "Oh shit, okay, that's trouble."
That's your best.
What am I gonna smile for? Who cares if I smile?
Which ones did you get?
I got both. One is for seeing up close, and one is for driving at night. Yeah, so I got them both. Give me another drink.
You know how many glasses he already has? Like,
but they're like the wall. They're like the Walgreens or CVS glasses. Not
the rim on one of those is so thick. Like,
they're very feminine.
Yeah.
What?
Photo down. I don't like.
One looks like fishing outdoor glasses. They look like glasses.
So you don't like either of them?
No. No. Bad.
Oh, come on. Seriously.
Yeah.
None. Can you pour me another drink?
At least you didn't get, what are those called, transitions?
I'm not transitioning. No. What? No.
Oh, all right. Back away slowly. Back away slowly, brother. Stop
you don't
drinking.
Want to do that.
Yeah, stop. These are...
No, these are the ones I trusted the young lady in there picking out the glasses because your mother wasn't coming back to the store. So I
We're out of whipped cream.
Let that be a sign
to my glasses.
And to your poor decision making on those glasses. Those were not great at all.
Oh my God.
Oh boy. I can't believe you guys didn't like the glasses. Thought they were pretty nice.
You can't believe that?
The ones with the less thick rims are better.
On the left.
Yeah, the ones
those
on
are
the right
those are going to be like up close glasses. Yeah.
Okay, so those will be your Boy, that's readers, a tough thing.
My readers. Yeah, yeah, that's scintillating. I know.
Yeah. I mean, that's where you're at.
Jenny
in life
even
now, man.
Left.
That's what happens when you're child care in the middle of a podcast right now, and
yeah,
mom and dad are drunk again.
You don't see that often.
That's true.
No, you don't see that often.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
All right, Dad's already nailed the sipping cream. Oh, I forgot about this. Mom wrote this down. We didn't get to this on the Gojo and Golic, by the way. Check it out, DraftKings, yeah. Wherever you get your podcast. We didn't get to the inventor of the Pop-Tart, 96 years old. As our friend Jesse Cofield said, rest in pastries today, man. That's a tough loss for the community. In a year where Pop-Tarts got probably the most shine they've gotten in quite a long time.
Aren't you glad he got to see it, though?
Oh, my God. To live to see his creation turned into a giant living mascot that was eaten by a football team.
So his name is Bill Post. He's from Grand Rapids, Michigan, 96 years old. So that's a hell of a life.
He worked at the Keebler plant and he came up with the idea and they test marketed it in Cleveland and it was a huge success.
That's awesome. Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
Keebler had him in the building and they let him get out with that IP. That would never happen in 2024.
No, you're right. But what's your favorite Pop-Tart?
Cinnamon sugar.
Yeah.
Brown sugar.
I probably have to go with that.
Yeah. I will say, I before the Pop-Tart Bowl, ended up getting a bunch of boxes of them. The double chocolate, so like the all chocolate outside, with the chocolate inside, tastes like you're eating chocolate ice cream. It's wonderful. So I don't think it's my favorite. I think I'm with Sydney, but I think in general that probably deserves more credit than it gets in the pantheon of flavors.
Jake, what's yours?
I like the s'mores Pop-Tart. I think that's an underrated one as well. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, those are good. In the
toasted,
toast.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, I do not toast my Pop-Tarts. I eat them raw.
Never toasted one in my life.
I love toasted Pop-Tarts.
Really?
I didn't even know they were supposed to be toasted, to be honest.
Isn't that why they're called Pop-Tarts?
Where does the toast come in?
Pop up out of the toaster.
Pop up out of the toaster?
Uh-huh. See that now. Okay.
Their counterparts, because this was always the debate, was Pop-Tarts versus toaster strudels, which very clearly tell you, hey, you got to put this strudel in the toaster. Right. You can't eat those cold. But I can kind of see Sydney's confusion with the Pop-Tarts because it's not as overt.
I feel like that's why they're the best, because you can do them not cooked or toasted.
Ooh, I just went on the Pop-Tarts website. And they've got Apple Jacks. It's apple cinnamon Apple Jacks Pop Tarts as like a brand combination.
Oh,
they have Eggo too.
I've had the Eggo. The Eggo is very good. It does taste like an Eggo waffle covered in syrup.
I also saw they have banana bread ones.
Oh my God, really?
Oh, they do. Mm-hmm. Oh,
by the way, not to mix flavors here, but there is an Eggo waffle sipping cream.
We have it.
We do. We have it here.
Okay, maybe keep that.
Sugarlands.com.
You want us to go get it?
Sugarlands.com.
Sugarlands.com. There's also frosted chocolatey chip pancake Pop-Tarts.
I've had the sipping cream of that, too.
Have you had the Pop-Tart Bite?
I love the Pop-Tart Bites. Place. Yeah.
Go ahead, Dad. Say what you want to say that you always say about bite-sized things. You want to pour it in a bowl with some milk and you want to eat it like
without
cereal.
Without question.
Yeah.
Bowl of your mother, she did get me a Valentine's Day present. She got me the last box at the grocery store of the small Nilla wafers that you can pour in the bowl and put the milk over. Yeah, it's awesome.
So for the first time in my life, I tried that because over the holidays, I just ended up with a box of vanilla wafers or Nilla wafers left in my home. And so I thought, all right, I've seen Dad do this for years. I'll pour them over milk. Man, it's a race against time. Those things get soggy quick. And then it's just a bowl of mush, which is disgusting.
It you can do that, or I do it with graham crackers as well. Crush them up and put them in a bowl. Same thing, though. It gets to mush pretty quick. But I don't mind the mushy part.
Another good product out there is the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Loaded.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
I almost pulled the trigger on that. How have you had like Crave cereal before? How similar are we talking to that?
It's similar to that. We have two boxes, though, of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch going right now.
Yeah. Till later really today, good. Then we'll have no boxes.
It's good because when you bite into it, it's a little bit, it's full of like the icing, but it's a little bit cooler as well if you're just eating them dry.
It's you can eat them dry and they're good too, yeah.
I didn't think about that. I love a good dry handful of like frosted mini wheats, so this would be a nice addition to that party.
Which of course brings us back to the Jenny Golick dipping into the dry Lucky Charms and taking all the marshmallows out. So if you ever have Lucky Charms, she takes the marshmallows out so you only have the actual cereal left. Yeah, she's a destroyer of Lucky Charms. It is. It is.
Yeah, she's an animal.
What is she doing right now?
She's fixing a problem at work right now, so she is unavailable.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Multitasking. Okay.
It's what she does.
Life finds a way.
I'll drink to that.
No.
I'm sure you will. while we're doing product plugs here, I have no bigger ticket I want next year than the Taco Bell keynote. That looked like the most fun that a group of people could possibly have.
It was unexpected that Taco Bell would do it that way.
Yeah, that was pretty wild, but
it got everybody's attention.
It did, and they had some great products coming out. So looking forward to that.
I didn't see any of it.
You didn't?
No,
I've seen 0%. I don't know what this is.
Really,
Jake? Were you into the Taco Bell? Black turtleneck.
Jake, were you into the Taco Bell with Mike and all that at Notre Dame? All you guys doing the Taco Bell thing?
Of course, yes. I love Taco Bell. Yeah, but I'm unfamiliar with the keynote speech here.
Yeah,
Mikey, with some of the products.
They essentially did the way Apple does their keynote when they're launching new product. Taco Bell did that exact same setting for new menu items they're dropping in 2024. The menu items include the cheesy chicken crispinata, which is essentially like a calzone stuffed with cheesy chicken. They're adding crispy chicken nuggets to the Taco Bell menu, which I feel like is going to absolutely do numbers. The cheesy street chalupa looks like it might be my favorite new menu item. A lot of these are like supposed to be handheld dippers too. One of the most exciting things for me though, as a Baja Blast connoisseur, is they introduced and teased a Baja Blast cheesecake that is that exact like radioactive green color. And then Baja Blast gelato is dropping in 2024, which is going to be the thing I'm most excited to consume.
All right, the cheesecake seems a little gross to me.
The pie looked like key lime pie, kind of.
But yeah, it looked like key lime pie, but it's gelato blast or Baja blast,
I'm also seeing churro chillers, which looks like basically a churro milkshake that they're going to have. And Dolce de Leche Cinnabon Delights.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
All sounds good.
They're peaking.
How did you just make up like 17 words and it got me hungry? Like, how did that happen? Like...
So that's Those our whole plan.
Words, but I know exactly what you're talking about based on the words you used.
It's Taco Bell's stranglehold on my life. I once drove from Los Angeles, California, this bastion of delicious, authentic Mexican food, to Scottsdale, Arizona, another place that is no stranger to great Mexican food. And in the middle of that, I stopped at a Taco Bell at a rest stop and hammer-timed enough food so that I didn't eat when I got to Arizona. I should have been ashamed, but I looked around. I had to wait like a half hour because it was that packed at that Taco Bell because they know what the hell they're doing in there. They're leaders and innovators.
They are peaking right now. There's no doubt about it.
It's been excellent. So I am going to be first. They also unveiled a bunch of new hot sauce covers for their little packets there. There's a Diablo. I've never had the Diablo version. The black label scares the hell out of me. Terrified. Well, Mike,
given your history of eating hot chips like you did when we were doing our show at ESPN together, you shouldn't touch it because you almost lost your life.
I'll be fine with that. Jake's the one that always has the issue with heat around here. Jake famously powered sweat through his shirt on the chili salsa, I believe. The normal garden variety salsa.
Like, I get like I get a brow sweat with like fresh cracked pepper. Like, it's like, it doesn't take much. Like,
that's how I am.
The tolerance is very, very low. What's that?
Have you always been that way?
Yeah, I've always been that way. Yeah, hot destroys me. I will sweat through everything very quickly.
Wow.
And I don't usually sweat either. It brings out the worst in me.
I think he gets it from me.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. Mike is definitely, Mike considered definitely sweaters.
You sweat like crazy.
Yeah, I can't handle it at all. I'm such a bitch.
And can you handle spicy food, Mike? Sydney?
I can't at all. Ben loves it.
Yeah. Ben's on another level.
He's psychotic.
Spicy food and meat. That's all he knows. Wait, Mom, I didn't see that other day. You sent an article about a woman that ate nothing from meat for how long?
Six years.
It reminded me of Ben.
I feel like Ben's going on that amount of time now. I feel like the guy's just been eating nothing but meat and eggs for the last 3 years.
He does. That's what he does.
And rice.
But this lady... breakfast, lunch, and dinner had steak for 6 years. And she said she feels like she's in the best shape of her life. And I don't know if I could go. Ben could go down that road.
I can't imagine eating it for breakfast.
Oh, the farts.
That's gross.
Oh. God.
I mean, I've been trying to up my protein intake now a little bit, and it's not touching what Ben's been at. It's not touching what I was at in the former version of myself playing ball. And I am like gassing myself out of this apartment. It is horrifying the way it smells.
It's awful.
It doesn't take very long. That's the scary part, is you just tweak a couple of things, and now all of a sudden Tommy's got the tumrums. Oh, it's terrifying.
Okay.
All right.
Are you guys coming down off your buzz?
Ooh, yeah, I'm going to have to get another drink here. Yeah, no. For sure. Sydney, do we have a Ben's? Do we have Brain Buster?
Oh, yeah. Do we have a Ben's Brain Buster in here? Oh, wow, we do. All right. Oh, and then we've got Ben's Brain Busters, and then we've got Dad's Would You Rather, which I'm sure he's got a couple of ready to go in the hopper here. So why don't we get the Ben's Brain Buster? For anyone that might be new, and this is your first podcast, God help, save, and keep
you.
You're not supposed to eat meat on Fridays. We'll make sure we get that out of the way right now if you're Catholic, so you don't go to hell on my dad's behalf.
Or Wednesday, Ash Wednesday.
Yeah, shout out to Ash Wednesday. Shout out to, by the way, Jesus got a lot of press during the Super Bowl. Do you see that Mark Wahlberg commercial where he's just trying to get people to pray? And then there was something, I missed the Jesus feet washing commercial, but everyone was making jokes about Jesus being a feet guy after the Super Bowl. What happened?
Yeah.
It just showed.
I feel like he was just always touching people's feet. Like,
yeah.
It was a big foot focus.
Yeah.
I missed that as well. Yeah.
You were busy.
Yeah.
One thing about JC, he is going to touch some feet. I've always said that about him. Big feet guy, not afraid to get down in there on the action. But Ben Broniker, aspiring doctor right now, currently in med school, which is why he doesn't know what day or time it is at the moment. He tries to make us smarter, even though we're a podcast full of dumbasses. And so Sydney is his proxy today, which should make this really interesting to see if she can pronounce half the words that he gave her.
No, this is a good one. It's Super Bowl related, viewership related. So, all right, let me pull this up. The 2024 Super Bowl had the highest viewership on American TV at 123.4 million since the moon landing in 1969. That's approximately 36% of the U.S. population. The moon landing had a viewership estimated between 125 and 150 million people. What percent of the U.S. population was tuning into the moon landing? A, 35%, B, 42%, C, 50%, D, 54%, E, 74%.
Oh my God.
I say 74%.
74 for.
Yeah, I'll go 74.
B.
I'll go 52 just to be different.
B.
All right, you guys were right. It was 74%.
Wow. Woo-hoo, I mean, who's not going to watch the moon landing? Yeah. I mean, so, back then you only had like four
people. quick note on that we talked about in the Gojo and Golic show. The top 20 all-time viewed television shows, 19 of them were the Super Bowls. Number 11 was the MASH finale. But as Sydney mentioned, the 1969 moon landing was seen supposedly by 125 to 150 million, but Nielsen will not confirm those numbers. So it's not official that it was number one all time.
Why is everyone trying to make the moon landing not a thing?
I know. It's ridiculous. Because that should be the most watched thing, right? That should be watched more than any Super Bowl.
I don't know, Taylor and Travis Super Bowl. It's up there. I would watch that Travis Super Bowl over the moon landing.
That's true. Good point.
I mean, yeah. Jake, do you watch all like the SpaceX launches and stuff that happen now? Because I feel like we've so normalized the idea of space travel. I'm trying to think of what it would take to create like a communal watching experience like that.
Yeah, I typically watch the reruns of the launches, especially the newer ones, like the big heavy rocket they're shooting off now. It's really par for the course now. It's a very like routine thing going to space at this point. So, you know, I don't know I assume probably a landing on Mars will be the next big thing.
Jake, would you, as the public starts to get a chance to go to space, outer space, would you go?
Yes, I would. Mm-hmm. Yep, 100%. I say this every day. I would go and I would get in a ship right now and go. No question.
Wow.
Where would they just shoot up and then they go back down?
Well, they go up into like, into the start of outer space and then come back down.
It seems weird to me. Like, kind of a waste.
I think the view when you get up there, I heard, is really spectacular. Yeah.
I guess.
It would not be a waste for me.
It's not my thing, so.
It's amazing to think about how normal that is, and then we had the submersible thing happen. Like, we can go up here all day, but we try and go down there and party in the deep ocean and get absolutely walloped. Earth is.
Well, I think going in the ocean is more scary, don't you?
Oh, hell yeah. To me, it'd be more scary. Yeah, yeah,
100%.
Isn't it the old saying that like we know more about outer space than we do about the deepest part of the ocean? Is that still true?
It's more that it's like we know more about outer space than like 2% of like the deepest part of the ocean. Like we know.
I'm not going to answer that because I thought you could eat meat on Friday, so I didn't know.
Dad's like, I have personally mapped the bottom of the ocean. I will operate the next submersible. I remember when the Mars rover signed off for the final time and it gave its little tweet. I was legitimately emotional.
Yeah.
It was so sad. It was like it's dark and cold and like I miss my friends. I cried a little bit.
Then it's gone.
Oh, it's like he's up there all by himself.
If we could give you a drink right now, Mikey, we would.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like getting emotional again thinking about it. Jesus Christ. Am I okay?
Sugarland's going on.
Boy, this has been a real long preamble to Ben's brain buster here. Why don't we get to that?
Seriously.
We did the brain buster.
We just did the brain buster. Yeah. That was the brain buster.
Jesus, I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Who's drinking? Your mom and I or you?
I'm not okay right now, guys. Dad, would you rather? That's what I was thinking of when I said the word.
There you go.
All right, here we go.
Help me.
Would you rather get a paper cut every time you turn a page or bite your tongue every time you eat?
Oh, paper cut.
I barely read.
Paper cut.
I was going to say that's going to be Jake's answer.
Paper cut.
Jake would never get a paper cut again.
Never.
Oh, paper cuts suck, though. Oh, but
they do.
Biting your tongue. Oh.
But think about how much you eat. Like, that's fucked up. That sucks.
I know.
That would suck.
Paper cut.
Because I'm with Jake. I don't read much, so I wouldn't get many paper cuts.
Hey,
all right.
E-reader, done.
Would you rather sip gin with Ryan Reynolds or shoot tequila with The Rock?
Or drink sipping cream with us.
Boom! Woo!
Was waiting for that layup. Honestly,
I'm going I'd Reynolds.
Probably do gin with Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, he seems like yeah. he'd be a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's friends with
The Rock
Taylor
would
Swift.
Just make me feel bad.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
Dad's picking The Rock. I know that.
Well, no, you know what? No, I've met The Rock over time, had him on the show a couple of times, so got to know him. I know. I'm saying it for a reason, is I've met him, talked to him. I've never met Ryan Reynolds. I love the guy. I think he's cool as hell. So I think I would have a drink with Ryan.
What's Jake doing?
Jake, what would you do? Jake's not listening. Jake's checked out. Yeah.
I think
he's probably dealing with
Jake's on the
right
phone.
Now.
I think yeah.
Yeah,
he's on,
yeah,
the
he's on the phone
right now.
Okay.
So
yeah,
yeah, we've had
they have actual businesses are running.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got stuff going problems. On over at the Boston location of the Sorry in Advance Go Look Family podcast. But I'm pretty comfortable in saying that Jake would also now if you said I could go lift with somebody, like going to lift with The Rock would be cool as hell. Like going to get to the Iron Paradise, I would love.
Would you rather lift with The Rock or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, man.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I kind of would feel so inferior lifting with them, especially The Rock, because he lifts more than Arnold Schwarzenegger now because he's older. That would be interesting.
I'd probably
I feel like
go,
you gotta
with
go with
Arnold,
Arnold.
Because, yeah, he's the OG.
It's Arnold. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Can I tell
yeah,
you guys,
I think I would agree with that.
One of my Jake? Earliest California experiences, as I let Jake log back online, we're talking about who you would, so the would you rather was, would you rather sip gin with Ryan Reynolds or shoot tequila with The Rock? And then there's a follow-up to that.
I would probably gin with Ryan Reynolds, I'd think. Yeah. Yeah.
That was kind of the please, consensus. Please.
Yeah, that was the consensus.
He's just now, such a different side of what we're so used to. It'd be nice to talk to somebody from a different perspective, I think.
Right.
That's deep.
Go with the follow-up,
then,
Mike.
The follow-up was, since The Rock got left out here, in your prime, would you rather go get a lift in with The Rock or Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Arnold. There's no question. I mean, he's awesome, but Arnold's the GOAT. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I would agree with that too.
One of my earliest California experiences, I was over in Venice. I wanted to go try out a restaurant there around breakfast. And after that, I was by the Venice Gold's Gym, which is obviously Valhalla for meatheads. And I'm walking by, and as I'm walking by on like whatever their version of like the city bikes are that you can rent, Arnold Schwarzenegger and like, I'm assuming one of his business partners, just go riding by the Gold's Gym in Venice on a bike. I'm like, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be in the universe right now. I was like, this
that's
is
awesome.
That would be cool. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be incredible. All right. Those were good would you rathers. Those were good would you rathers. So strong performance here by everyone. Dad, one more plug for the Sip and Cream, man. Get it in.
Birthday Cake Sip and Cream. March 9th is Sugarland's 10th anniversary. Our Sip and Cream, we're the ambassadors of this drink, the Golic family. So get your orders in sugarlands.com. Go check them out. Buy, because we love them. We were drinking. Your mother and I are drunk right now.
At 9:19.
What
brunch,
a perfect
right?
note to end
brunch.
On.
This is still breakfast time. You're,
whatever.
Brunch is like 11.
A nice boozy breakfast for everybody. All right, make sure, as always, you download, subscribe, rate, review us, leave us a 5-star rating. Check us out here on the Sorry in Advance YouTube page as well. Thanks so much, and as always, we're sorry in advance.
I'm not.